The Pacific Rim School District has launched a new school meals program aimed at feeding every student in the district. School district officials have partnered with Nourish Cowichan to bring a hot lunch program to most schools, and the program has already started informally. This is a significant step to a future where no child goes hungry, says Kirsten Nisbet, Healthy Schools Manager for South Dakota 70. Nisbet has been working towards such a district-wide program since she joined SD 70 a few months ago. She said food programs are feeling the pressure like never before. There was a 30% increase in the past few months compared to last school year. This rising need is visible in the rising numbers of users. The increasing need is urgent, and current funding doesn't meet the demand, she added. Nisbet is inviting local businesses and individuals to sponsor the program, volunteer or contribute as best as they can. Every $1,000 feeds a student for the entire school year, she said. The program will launch in the 6 elementary schools in Port Alberni, Alberni District Secondary School and 8th Avenue Learning Center. It will also launch in both the elementary and secondary schools in Ucluelet. Students will be provided with hot lunches free of charge. Nisbet said there are already partnerships in place between the district and Bamfield Community School. Ucluelet did not previously have food programs at its schools. Staff has been receiving frozen meals and reheating them using their respective kitchens. Wickaninish Community School in Tofino has a deal with its Parent Advisory Council, PAC, which hired a chef to provide meals for students. This partnership addresses food insecurity in schools, says South Dakota 70 Board Chair Pam Craig. By collaborating with Nourish Cowichan, we can better support our students' health, well-being and academic success, empowering them to focus on learning and growth without the barrier of food insecurity. The program focuses on fresh, nutritious, locally sourced food, she added. The school district received a grant for just under $300,000 to install the required kitchen equipment at E.J. Dunn Middle School. The majority of the kitchen will be finished by the end of November, said Nisbet. The district also received funding from the Provincial Feeding Futures Program. The Ministry of Education agreed this year to split $214 million among all school districts in B.C. This is the first time Nourish Cowichan has branched out, says Executive Director Fatima Da Silva. The strength of our organization comes from community support and our committed volunteers, and we look forward to collaborating with the Port Alberni and Ucluelet communities to help this initiative grow, she said. Nourish Cowichan was only a quarter of the size of SD70's efforts when they began, Da Silva said. Now they have between 80 to 90 volunteers and older students are stepping up to help. Da Silva said this goes a long way to removing the stigma of receiving a nutritious meal at school. It needs to be an open-door policy, no need to sign up children. No child should ever be turned away. Feed the children with kindness and dignity. Nick Saradic, principal at 8th Avenue Learning Center, said the school meals program launched last month. Students are already receiving soups, chili, wraps, casseroles and other nutritious food. The new program touches lives, fills hearts and fuels minds, Saradic added. The new partnership does not replace other programs already running in the district, such as the ADSS breakfast program or the Neighbor Link Morning Read and Feed, Nisbet said. She has also had a conversation with the Backpack program and offered to partner with them.